Okay, my name is Jordan Escobar, and this is for the benchmark, for the interview. I'm interviewing Gladys Rivera, and here we go. So, what kind of environment did you grow up in during the 1960s, and how were African Americans like in your life around? Like, how were things different compared to today?
It was a lot different. The people were enjoying themselves, and they got together, not like now. And I mean, we got along. Everybody got along very good. And nowadays, everybody's to themselves.
What?
But that's about it.
Now, when you say people got together, do you mean everyone or do you just mean African Americans?
African Americans and Spanish, everybody.
Oh, okay. Now, did you ever see anybody in particular, African Americans or anyone else, being treated unfairly?
No. I thought everybody was treated fine.
Okay. Now, do you remember any instances where you were young during the 1960s? So, do you remember any times? Do you remember any seeing movements going on, like marches or things like that?
Yeah, I saw marches. There were marches for Martin Luther King. There were marches for a lot of things.
Can you describe them?
Well, there were marches for the children, for the dimes, and there were marches for Martin Luther King. They were all together, black and Hispanic.
So do you think when you say black and Hispanic, were they both marching together?
Together, yes, together.
Oh, okay. Now, what would you say was the goal of these marches? Do you remember, or?
Most of the marches were for doing better and getting better things for the people and everybody. They were trying to do better, getting people together and getting along, letting everybody know that everybody could get together and getting along and all that.
Do you think it was, like, during that time, do you think it was a success?
Not really, but they try.
Now, compared to back then, which would you think was, more integrated?
More integrated?
Like, in terms of racial integration, like, just people getting along, do you think it was necessarily worse back then?
It was worse back then, yes. Now
what do you mean by worse? Like, can you give me an example?
They really didn't care about how the black people did or anything, but nowadays they do. Now what black people say counts.